Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Man, if you looked at your screen around 3:30 p.m. today, you probably wanted to close your eyes. The bears really came out of hibernation.
Yeah, it got ugly fast. I mean, we spent most of the morning chopping around, maybe thinking we could hold a bid, and then, boom, the floor just fell out. S&P down 1.6%, NASDAQ shedding 2%. This wasn't just a little trim, this was a rush for the exits.
It felt like pure defense. Everyone ditching risk before the CPI print tomorrow morning?
100%. Look at the leaderboard. Who won today? Utilities and consumer staples. When people are buying Exelon and Walmart and dumping software, that is the definition of a risk-off, defensive crouch. Traders are terrified of that January CPI number coming in hot.
Let's talk about the damage, though. The narrative in 2026 has been AI lifts everything. But today, we saw the dark side of that trade, didn't we?
We absolutely did. This is a theme traders need to wake up to right now. It is called AI disruption, and it is starting to claim victims. Look at the industrial sector. You had courier stocks like C.H. Robinson and Expeditors International getting absolutely smoked. Down 13-14%.
Wait, why? Earnings?
It's the fear that AI logistics agents are going to replace the middlemen. The market is pricing in obsolescence. It's brutal. It's not just about buying the chip makers anymore. It's about shorting the companies that the chips are going to replace.
That is a massive psychological shift. And speaking of chip makers, even they weren't safe today. I saw Cisco got hit hard.
Yeah, Cisco was a disaster, down over 12%. And catch this, they warned that higher memory costs are eating their margins. That dragged down Dell, dragged down Apple. It's a supply chain squeeze. But the real heartbreaker for the bulls was AppLovin.
Oh, AppLovin, ticker APP. They beat earnings, they raised guidance, and the stock falls 20%? Make it make sense.
Classic, sell the news. When a stock runs as hot as APP has, perfection isn't enough. The valuation was stretched, and the moment the market turned sour, everyone hit the sell button at the same time. It finished as the worst performer in the S&P 500. That is a crowded trade unwinding.
So tech is bleeding, logistics is crashing. Was there any green on the screen? Please tell me there was some alpha somewhere.
There was one supernova. Fastly, ticker FSLY.
I saw that. Up 70%? Is that real?
Up 72% to be exact. Multi-year highs. And this is the AI story working correctly. They crushed earnings, but the key was their commentary. They are basically becoming the security layer for AI traffic. Bot management, API security. The CEO called it an inflection point. Huge volume. Massive short squeeze. If you were long Fastly, you're buying dinner tonight.
Unbelievable. Okay, let's pivot to the macro picture before we get to the setups. Oil took a dive today, too.
Yeah, crude dropped almost 3%. Breaking below $63, the headline there is geopolitical. President Trump mentioned expectations for resolving negotiations with Iran next month. That geopolitical risk premium evaporated instantly. Energy stocks were the worst performers today because of it.
So, lower oil. But yields actually dipped a bit too, right? The 10-year is at 4.17%.
Right. Which tells you today's stock drop wasn't about rates spiking. It was pure fear. Bond prices went up because people wanted safety. It's a flight to quality.
Okay, let's get tactical. We have the January CPI dropping at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. Consensus is 0.3%. What are the levels we need to watch on the SPY and Qs?
All right, pencils out. For the SPY, that late-day flush was nasty. We are staring right at support at 680. We closed below the 1530 panic lows. If 680 breaks tomorrow on a hot CPI number, we could see a rapid move down to 675. Resistance is firm at 685. The bulls have to reclaim that to stabilize this ship.
And the QQQ? The tech heavyweights are looking heavy.
Very heavy. The line in the sand is 600. We flirted with it today. If the Qs lose 600, there is a lot of air pocket below, maybe targeting 595. On the upside, you've got a ceiling at 605. But honestly, looking at the VXX spike, the volatility index is waking up. The path of least resistance right now feels lower, unless that CPI number is ice cold.
Got it. So 680 on SPY, 600 on QQQ. Watch the reaction to the 8:30 a.m. data. Don't be a hero in the first 5 minutes.
Exactly. Let the opening range define the day. And keep an eye on those defensive sectors, utilities and staples. If they stay green while tech is red, the rotation is real, and this pullback has legs.
All right, stay sharp, watch your stops, and good luck with the volatility tomorrow. We'll be watching.
See you on the charts.